We're always happy to have you here on the show. We also enjoy having you watch our television show that's now in its 21st season. And did you know, right now on Amazon, if you're in the mood for a little binge watching, you can add Today's Homeowner TV to your watch list on Prime Video. Seasons 13 through 20 are available right now on Amazon, and we're getting so many people that are tuning in going, man, I binge watched all those shows. I find it in my own town that I live in and enjoy watching it. We appreciate all those comments. So if you'd like to
keep them coming, as
keep them coming. We have a lot of wonderful shows there on Amazon waiting for you. We also have some wonderful participants like Dean from California. Dean, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Danny?
Hey, we're doing just
hi, Dean.
We're doing great. What's happening at your house there? Tell us about it.
Well, we bought a new house out towards the desert, towards Palm Springs area, and there's planters across the front of the house, and the people had potted plants on the caps, and all this calcium built up on the plant on the bricks, and I can't find anything that'll take it off.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, it soaks down into the pores of the brick, and that some of it could be where the I guess it's basically, Joe, just a form of efflorescence formed up there.
What have you tried, Dean, so far?
Well, I don't know if you want me to name brand names or not, but
it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, I've tried the CLR. I put Simple Green on there.
Okay.
I've tried a couple of toilet bowl cleaners.
Right. Yeah, I heard that works, right, sometimes.
Yeah. I gave it a try. I've been looking on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I've actually tried the vinegar in the water, which they suggested also.
But
it just doesn't seem to be coming off.
Have you tried TSP? I'm not sure it would work. That's a general cleanse. Trisodium phosphate, you mix it with, it's typically a powder, you mix with hot water. You could try that.
I haven't tried that, no.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, it's available at all the home centers and paint stores and so forth. The painters use it quite a bit. It's a powder. You just read the directions on how to use it and how to use it safely. And, I mean, that's the only thing I know to do. And you're doing just what I would do, and that's just keep trying different things. Has anything helped a little bit?
Well, the wire brush did seem to help, but I'm telling you, it's going to take forever.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Dean, there is a product that I've used. It's from a company called Rutland, R-U-T. Yeah, R-U-T-L-A-N-D. And it's simply called Brick and Stone Cleaner. It comes in a spray bottle. It's like $10. I think I saw it at Home Depot recently. And you can try that. I mean, it's specifically designed. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's specifically designed for that. It does take off white calcium stains off of stone. So you might want to try that. And be careful using wire brushes on stone. Not that it doesn't work, but it can damage the surface a little bit. But more importantly, it leaves little pieces of metal behind that will eventually rust. So if you start seeing little rust spots, and you're like, well, where's that coming from? It might be your wire brush. So just be aware of that.
Well, Joe, what do you think about a very strong acid, muriatic acid? Do you think a diluted portion of that might help a little bit?
It might, but I'm always steer clear of that. I don't know. It's so powerful.
It's scary.
I don't know what it might do. I'm always afraid if you rub it on, you lift off the sponge or whatever, and whatever you're rubbing on, it'll be gone. You know, like there used to be a brick there. What happened? Muriatic acid. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'd try anything quite like that. And you want to be careful, of course, of the mortar joints. You don't want to be dissolving those as well. So try this. I mean, it's called stone and, I don't know if it's brick and stone cleaner or stone and brick cleaner,
but whatever.
Try it. That's what it's supposed to be.
I also saw a product called Zep online.
Yeah, they make a commercial cleaners. Yeah, they make a whole line of heavy-duty commercial cleaners, and I know they have a line of consumer products. As long as it's specifically designed for stone, I mean, it probably won't hurt it.
Yeah, I had considered the muriatic acid, but you know what? I was kind of afraid it would damage the brick, so I was steering clear from that myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to be careful with that for sure. Well, I'll tell you, I can tell you're a little frustrated at it, and I would be too, but you're doing the right thing. Just keep one after the other. You know that you're improving it as you go along there, and hopefully between that and a little bit of Mother Nature working on your behalf, that it'll fade it out a little bit.
Yeah.
The last thing I could suggest, Dean, if nothing else works, they do make masonry dyes, little stains, and dyes that you can mix or stains that come in liquid form. And if you find one that exactly matches the existing brick that's not stained, you know, I would first test it, of course, in a spot. You might have to just dye right over it or stain right over it.
Wow. Okay. Hadn't considered that either.
Well, Dean, thanks so much for being with us today. Hope we've been able to help you a little bit, and we appreciate you being a part of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
We'll talk again.